You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This is Lisa Berry, and this week we're talking about the visual arts in our area. So welcome, as always, to the Executive Director of Culture Source and Chair of the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs, Omari Rush. Hi, Omari.
Hi, Lisa, and happy 2019.
Happy 2019.
It's here.
Getting used to that. And I want to introduce you, Omari, to our special guest.
Yes. Yeah, Thank you for this introduction,
I'm
Lisa.
I'm joking, because she's from the Ann Arbor Arts Center, where you worked how many years, Omari?
3 years. Three glorious years.
So who are we welcoming to
us? Yes, we are welcoming Megan Winkle, the Galleries Director at the Ann Arbor Arts Center. When I was there, Megan was a fantastic colleague and collaborator, and you know, me helping her think through and realize her dream for the exhibitions programs there, and also us doing some fun brainstorming about ways that we might take art out into the community and partner with organizations and individuals to just do really creative projects around town. So welcome, Megan.
Thank you, Omari.
Thanks, Lisa.
The Ann Arbor Arts Center has this exhibitions program, and it seemed like a really great opportunity because on January 11, there is an exhibition opening for Megan to talk to us about what's going on.
Yeah, the Art Center is kicking off 2019 with a new exhibit. It's called Works in Progress, and this is a design show, but it's not your typical design show. It's not what you would expect. It's featuring 25 artists from across the region, so lots of Southeast Michigan, Detroit, Ann Arbor area artists. They're showcasing their work, not just the finished product or the outcome, but also all of the work that goes into creating a functional piece of art.
Is that what makes it a design show?
That's what makes it a design show. The design aspect, it's really all inclusive of all these different areas of design. So it's graphic design, it's fashion and textiles, there's digital work.
Architecture?
There's some kind of architectural, like drafting, you know, materials in it, I would say. But woodworking, metalwork, lots of different things.
Okay, and so then people will see not just the finished product, but the sketches and the kind of iterative kind of elements of the work.
And that aspect of the work is really beautiful in itself. So, for example, there's an artist in the show. His name's Rob Todd. He's an Ypsilanti guy. He did a table, and essentially it's laid out cooking style, so you can see the raw materials and then some of the tools that he used, the charred jigs and things like that, that helped him get to the finished product of the table.
You know, that's always so interesting, this idea that we get to see what goes into the work, because, you know, I always feel like sometimes I'm missing out on the grit, the sweat that went into producing something, because I just see the finished product and it looks so sometimes clean and polished, and it's hard to gain an appreciation for all that an artist went through to get there. And so it's really neat that this will unpack that and reveal that.
Are they the actual pieces that they used for the finished product, or do they have to create something to demonstrate the whole design process?
No, this is the actual work that went into it. So this is, it's kind of giving us a sneak peek into the artist's studio. You get to see what those materials looked like straight from the studio. For me, you know, understanding how something is made or the process and the work that goes into it is really what makes me excited about art. And I look at a lot of art and I still continually find myself asking, how did they make this?
And so this opens on January 11th. There's an opening reception.
Yeah, there's an opening party on Friday, January 11th, 6 to 9 p.m. at the Art Center. With the artists in attendance and the curators. This whole show was organized by three local makers and designers. Their names are Sophie Yan, Chris Zub, and Matt Rosner. They'll be there too, so you can come and ask questions and see the work, meet all these talented people in person.
Open to the public?
Open to the public. It's drop-in, free.
Great.
All ages, everyone's welcome.
Great. And while this show is up, you all have a call out for artists to submit work for the next show.
Yeah, the next show is an annual series that we do. It's called Art Now Painting this year. It's a show that's media specific. It rotates each year. So this year it's all focused on painting. We're looking at that very loosely too, because painting is tightly integrated with other art forms. So it's really an all media show, but with a focus on painting. All artists are welcome to submit their work for this show. You can find out more information on the Art Center's website, AnnArborArtCenter.org. The juror this year, we're really excited. Her name is Rula David. She's the executive director of murals in the market in Detroit.
Lisa, you would love Rula.
Oh, yeah.
She's amazing. It's going to be a really, I'm really excited to see what she chooses for this show.
My memories of art now are that it's a show that really challenges the way that you think about a medium. It's like, right. You think painting is just like two-dimensional and on some kind of canvas. The canvas is redefined sometimes. The way that paint is presented, whether it's three-dimensional or two-dimensional or just conceptually. So it ends up being really a curious show that allows for lots of, exploration of what art is. Really? What art is now.
What it is now, Omari. It's nice for as a show for the Art Center, too, because it does maintain some tradition. This has been an annual show for a long time that a little bit of a new concept in the past 5 years. It really holds on to like traditional art making and traditional painting techniques, and then really what the people who are really pushing things forward too.
And speaking of tradition, the Art Center is gradually building up its own new tradition of these straight up presentations of art, right?
Yeah, straight up is really fun. I love this.
One coming up in January?
Yeah, that's on Monday, January 28th. So those events are held at Alley Bar, which is right across the street from the Art Center in downtown. These are designed to showcase a young emerging artist. It's a, you know, one night pop-up show. We have a DJ, drink specials. The artwork is priced to sell.
Who will be the artist featured in January?
January's artist is Nicole Klein. She's an EMU alum. Oh. Very excited. She does painting, oil painting.
EMU True.
That's right.
There we go.
Megan Winkle, Gallery Director of the Ann Arbor Arts Center. Lots going on. We'll put links to all that on our webpage. Omari Rush, what else is happening in the arts world locally?
Well, certainly there is plenty of activity. You know, Riverside has a show that just opened up called Intersections, which features Ypsilanti creative artists and creative makers. And so I would certainly encourage folks to just drop by there as you're, having evening plans or walking around. Check out Riverside Art Center's exhibition.
In Ypsilanti, right?
In Ypsilanti.
All right.
Ann Arbor Women Artists, which is technically in, I think, Scio Township, so it's not technically Ann Arbor, and it's not just women. It's a collective of artists in the area who come together and kind of share in art making and learning about art and also sharing the arts with the community. And as part of that, they have an ongoing series of programs where they bring in guest artists to talk about their work. The next one is January 21 and will feature Dean Rogers, a color pencil artist, who will be talking about his work. In particular, he calls himself a fantasy portrait artist. One of Dean's favorite quotes is by Marc Chagall, and it's something like, "In art, as in life, everything is possible so long as it is based on love." And I just thought, I read that, and I thought Lisa Berry.
Aww.
So
anyway. That's awesome. That is beautiful. And so we can go see him and meet him and hear more about that.
Yes, absolutely. It's going to be at their facility on Jackson Road. We'll put information online about that.
Omari Rush and Megan Winkle, thank you so much for joining us for this edition of Art and Soul, the Visual Arts on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you.